This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any connection to President Trump's campaign. AP's Ed Donahue has the details.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, President Trump used familiar words to try to discredit the report.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt.
And the president told Fox Business Channel he doesn't even like the creation of the Mueller team.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
The president called Robert Mueller a best friend to James Comey, who succeeded Mueller as FBI director. There's no evidence the two are close friends. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate's Democratic leader says the public deserves to see all of the Mueller report. AP Washington correspondent Warren Levinson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the whole Mueller report and the supporting documentation should be made public, and no fair tipping the White House in advance.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Schumer says he expects public pressure to ensure the whole report is publicly released. Asked about reports that Mueller, who has issued 37 indictments, isn't planning any more, the New York Democrat says until the report is published, it's too soon to say anything about it. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Inter-American Development Bank on Friday called off next week's meeting of its 48 member countries in China after Beijing refused to allow a representative of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido to attend. That's according to sources with knowledge of that decision. The sources said the decision was made in Washington on Friday at a meeting of the executive board of the IADB, Latin America's largest development lender, after China refused to change its position. This is VOA News. The White House says that all Islamic State-held territory in Syria has been 100% eliminated. But as AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, a few IS fighters continue to battle U.S.-backed forces in the village of Baghouz, Syria.
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says it is a significant victory.
There has never been a terrorist organization that has claimed and held such a large swath of territory and effectively ruled.
But U.S. officials say the Syrian Democratic Forces continue to battle a few remaining IS fighters holed up in tunnels. And Robinson adds the group has already made the transition to an insurgency.
What we don't know is how virulent it will be and whether the right measures will be taken to keep it from coming back.
Tops among those measures, the creation of a hold force made up of locals and the political conditions to allow them to be effective. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Aid agencies are scrambling to get life-saving aid to hundreds of thousands of survivors of the cyclone in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN says 1.7 million people are affected by the disaster, which has caused extensive damage to infrastructure, homes, and crops.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
So there's lack of access to safe drinking water and sanitation. Means there is a high risk of cholera outbreak or other infectious diseases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies, including malaria treatments, to cover the primary health care needs for 10,000 people for 3 months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Funeral services were held Friday in Iraq for some of the 90 people who died when an overloaded boat capsized and sank on the Tigris River Thursday. It was the most deadly incident in Mosul since the city was recaptured from Islamic State. The United States imposed sanctions on Venezuela's development bank, Bandis, a day after the Trump administration warned there would be consequences for the arrest of opposition leader Juan Guaido's top aide. The sanctions freeze assets belonging to the bank and its subsidiaries and prevent U.S. citizens from any dealings with Bandis. Guaido, who invoked the Constitution to assume the interim president in January, has accused Bandis of being used by officials of Maduro's government to steal funds. The announcement comes after Venezuelan authorities detained Guaido's chief of staff, Roberto Marrero, Thursday, in a pre-dawn raid sparking vows of reprisals from the United States, which backs Guaido. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.